Lecture topic, crying before Allah Ta'ala.
There's an incident of one pious person. So he got suddenly very sick and he was in his last. It seems so he was in his last. But he was also owing a lot of people money. So people got to know that he is now very sick and he might even pass away soon. So they quickly came to now to his place, that hoping that he can rather sort them out before he passes away. So several people now all gathered. So as they came in, he had them to sit down. So he had nothing to pay them, but now they're all waiting, they must get something paid. After a short while, he heard somebody shouting outside. So he asked the Khadim that what's going on. The Khadim went and checked what's happening. He came back, he said, one child is selling some sweetmeats. He said, call him also. Called him in, asked him, how much are these sweetmeats? So he gave the price. He said, okay, the whole thing is bought. That basket, whatever he was in. So he bought the whole thing and said, okay, get your money, give the sweetmeats. So he gave the sweetmeats. So he asked the Khadim to distribute it to all those who were seated there and feed them. So they all ate a little bit and it was all finished. So now that child is waiting for his money. He says, well, you also join the queue. Because there was nothing to pay. So when the child realized that there's no money that's going to come now, he started crying. So after this child started crying, and a child is a child, he's not concerned about who's going to be looking at him and who's going to be listening, how loudly he's crying. Because he's worried that this is the money that he has to take back home. And if he doesn't go back home with that money, that's what the family is going to survive with. So his mother is going to be very upset. Because she made all this for him to sell it and bring back the money. So now that concern made him start crying. After a short while, there was a knock on the door. So they opened the door, somebody came in. He said, so-and-so sent this hadiya for you, for that pious person. Asked the Khadim, okay, see how much is in here. So he counted the amount. It was just enough to pay everybody what their due was. So everybody was paid and then all went away very happy. So after everybody left, the Khadim asked that Buzrug, that same pious person, that I didn't understand something here. What you didn't understand? He says, very well, Allah Ta'ala made the unseen help come to you. But the point was that when the whole line of people, queue of people, were already seated there to ask for their money and you had nothing to pay them. So why did you still buy this sweetmeats without having any money? And that too you fed the people sitting around you. So he said, well, they all were sitting and asking, but there was nobody crying. And this child is a child, he's 8-10 years old, so he's going to cry. I realized that when he doesn't get his money, he'll cry. And that's what happened. When he started crying, then the doors of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala opened out. So he also got sorted out and everybody got sorted out in the barakat of his crying. Now, the month of Ramadan is around the corner. We would be in a few days' time also out of madrasa, holiday. So many times, those who have some concern that now, what am I going to be doing? How am I going to conduct myself? How I will look after whatever I have earned in the madrasa. Unfortunately, if that concern is not even there, if a person is planning the opposite, that all these days I was in madrasa and was unable to do many things that I was hoping I could get myself to into those places and go to those kind of company or whatever actions, then that is a disaster. Allah forbid, that is shaitan waiting with both arms out there to try and take into his clutches whoever he can. Allah Ta'ala save us from that. The very crucial thing is from now the correct niyat and the correct direction must be, there must be a yearning in the heart that I want to progress, not go backwards. I want to progress in my deen. I want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. And when a person is preparing for something, then he, according to the preparation, he'll go ahead. Before the month of Ramadan, person is planning to go in a different direction, the whole month of Ramadan will collapse also. So right now is the time to already start conditioning our hearts and minds. Part of that very important conditioning is that we should be concerned, planning ourselves to be in the right places, in the right company, doing the right things. And a very important part of that preparation is begging Allah Ta'ala and crying unto Him. One is just a very casual dua that we make sometimes. We don't even know what we are saying because our mind is somewhere else. And just as a routine, we are just saying something. That is not the way of dua. So very deeply, earnestly begging Allah Ta'ala. And the thing that really brings down the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is the cry of the heart. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, the eyes cry as well. That is nurun ala nur. But the heart, that is in our control. So that crying, that we need to check. Are we crying to Allah Ta'ala? When the child cries, then the mother's attention turns to the child. If the child doesn't cry, then everybody is fine. Everything is okay. Whereas the child might be in need, but that doesn't happen. As soon as the child has the slightest need, starts crying. But as soon as the cry starts, then the attention of everybody turns to the child. So Allah Ta'ala has placed this system. So this is a system that we will get the special rahmat of Allah Ta'ala and His grace. We need to cry to Him. So in these days that are the run-up to Ramadan and in Ramadan itself also, this is what we have to learn to do for ourselves, our families, for the entire ummah, to cry to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.